return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It is 6:20 on Tuesday. I don't know if Seagulls had a funeral home. Welcome back to the program. I love this song. This song makes me wish I knew how to play drums for 5 minutes. Dominic Ferriello is going to join us on the show today in the 8 o'clock hour. Ask the Dom, here to take your legal questions, as he has been for the past, 12 years? Unbelievable. I didn't think it would last a year, let alone 12 years.
Didn't think it would last a week.
That's true. I was like, I don't know, this is a little bit... This is about. Then I knew when management said, I don't know if I like the way it sounds. I was like, nope, I like it. I have to go opposite of whatever those idiots that used to run this place said, because they knew nothing. I'm not so confident that the new people know everything, but the old people definitely knew nothing. I had my first Bill Murray moment in a while yesterday.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I should say this.
Oh, boy.
Bill, so we haven't had this in so long. I have to preface it real quick. Back when Bill Murray was on Saturday Night Live and Chevy Chase was on Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase left after the first season, and they were all very mad at him because he'd become a big star. So they invited him to come back and host the show, and the show was live. In seconds before they were about to go live, Bill Murray punched him in the stomach really hard to throw him off his game. And when the old management was here and we were doing afternoons, they used to Bill Murray me 3 times a week. Right before the show would start, they would just tip. Who's doing that? That's you.
Mm-mm.
Gio?
No, definitely Gio.
They would do something to punch me in the stomach right before the show started. Like, they'd be like, by the way, you can't do this today. Or, hey, don't talk about this. Or, hey, we got a call about it. I'm like, why? I'm on the air. I'm about to go do the show. Why would you do this to me? So, in a sense, I did not. I wasn't about to broadcast, but I did get a call yesterday that totally brought me back to Bill Murray days. I was like, why would you even call me about this? I don't know. I was furious yesterday. Did I call you, Galvin? Because I was going to call you.
No.
I'll tell you off the air. But I was going to call you, and I was going to go, can you believe this?
Ugh.
I was flipping out yesterday. Oh, anyway, let's not let it ruin the show today. I will tell you that one of you guessed the show. You said Vikings. Mm-hmm. You said
Honey Boo Boo. I said Meat Eater.
You said Meat Eater, the one where the guys go out and kill and eat the meat. Yeah, whatever. I've been living like that for a while. Galvin nailed it 100% in Sister Wives. I've never watched it. Do you watch that show, Galvin?
No, I've never seen it, but I saw something about it being back on, or there was something, and I just figured that was it.
I don't really understand it. I don't understand. I guess you can be... married, and you just go. It's a polygamous lifestyle,
right?
Where you go and you just. But in this the cases that were on TV last night, it was only like one couple going out and getting the new wife. It wasn't like they had five wives. I don't know that I'd want that. I think that's too many. But the guy had a wife, and they were going to meet a girl about being a possible next wife, and I thought, how wonderful is that?
Adult sleepovers.
It's adult sleepovers. Yeah. It's definitely adult sleepovers. So what happens, though, is that according to this one guy, he was like, the girls aren't intimate with each other, but I'm intimate with each one of them individually.
That's no fun.
That doesn't seem fair.
That's what I said. Listen, if we're creating this society... The girls can be intimate with each other, but I have to be there.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Proofed.
Yeah. In my new society.
Is it
sister wives.
Different people, or is it just one guy with wives?
It's different people. And the weird thing is, Galvin, is that I would imagine in real life, it's a reality show, but in real life, I would imagine none of these people that do this are anywhere near as good looking as the people that were on TV. Like, they have one white dude with one wife he's okay looking and she's cute, and they went out and found another chick that was cute, and I'm like, that's the perfect life. If you're a guy and you have two wives and they're both really cute and you get to make sweet love to both of them, I don't know, alone or at the same time, and all live together. That sounds fun to me.
Because I'm looking at one guy, and this looks like it's the main guy, Cody Brown.
Oh, the guy with the hair, weird hair?
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a Geico caveman, and then he's got he's got three fat wives and one that's like, meh.
Yep. Yeah.
No, that might be a previous season, Galvin, because the one I watched last night, they had a good-looking black dude and, like, hot. He had one chick that had, he had, like, three chicks, and he had the one that had, yeah, you're looking, that's the old season.
You know what's so weird is this seems like such a white thing to do. Then when you said it was a black dude, I'm like, wow, really? I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like a white guy. Like, hey, we should get another wife, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Cody was last season or one of the seasons. This one is the good-looking black dude has a chick that kind of resembles Amber Rose, but like a classier, hotter version.
Mm.
And then another chick that's smoking hot. And they were like, we've met this chick that we're going to go meet today. And I think he had more than the two. I think he had three, and I was like, oh, that's
wow.
How it goes.
Wow.
Yeah, think about it, though. Like, if you're like, hey, we're going to go out to dinner. It's just me and my wives. Oh. How great that is. And you could flirt with all of them at dinner and hang out with them. I don't know.
And if you're mad at one, you compliment the other one and tell them to make her mad and stuff. Yeah. By the way, 15 seasons this show has been on.
Wow.
Yeah, but it followed that Cody guy around, right?
Okay, like, so was it just him, and then they branched out, and they're like, all right, let's do other people.
Yeah, he's got four wives, and none of them are good looking.
No, like, that's what I said. Three are fat, and one's like, meh.
Yeah, but they're all ugly.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Look at this one. I mean, this one here. Look at that.
Yeah, but, you know, on your drunk nights, she might be the best to cuddle with.
Okay, but now wait. I think you're just looking at the benefits. Imagine if you have like three wives and they're all like time of the month thing at the same time.
Like how bitchy it would be.
How
in that
bad
house,
would your life be?
By the way,
that's why they're not allowed to hang up, so they can't sync.
By the way, that guy looks like Jericho if there was a bad science experiment. Like if he didn't get all the good genes. He got like the leftover bad Jericho genes.
He's Fred Jericho, the older brother.
Yeah, it doesn't really work for him.
I wish I could. I can't find the new cast. I'm looking online too right now. Yeah. The one I watched yesterday was not.
Are you sure you're watching the right show?
Yeah.
All I see is the Cody guy. Every Google search for Sister Wives.
Yeah. So I'm watching, I think, Discovery Plus. That's the new hot channel in this house.
Are you sure? Yeah, it might be a knockoff of this.
Oh, hold on. My wife is awake. You're talking. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm. You stink.
No. It's a spinoff show. It's a spinoff called Seeking Sister Wives.
Okay.
I was watching. Thank you. I was like, I want to ask Amanda, but she's not awake. But
yeah, while you're talking to Amanda, did she give you the go-ahead on the stinky breath?
Oh, man.
She did not. She was very angry. I asked these guys. She was very angry.
She was very upset. Yeah.
I walked into the kitchen and apologized, and she gave like a scowl and like turned around and walked away.
That was my fault because I kind of blew that. You know, Mike was hanging out with his wife in the kitchen, and I went in, and Mike said, hey, what do you want to eat? And I said, Tic Tacs, please.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh.
He brought it up in front of
her. Yeah,
we're good. I got Mentos.
Thank you. You got any gum?
Why do you think it's you so bad, Gio?
I'm paranoid.
Or is that
now,
for everybody?
Man. Yeah, it's for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Trying to combat.
Gio has Altoids, Mentos, and Icebreakers mints. So
thank you, Gio.
Yeah.
Sorry that you're.
It's not you anymore.
So, Mike, I'm looking at. I put in Seeking Sister Wives cast, and I see the black guy. He has like dreadlocks.
Yep.
Okay, and the one's good looking, the other one's whatever.
Yeah, but
then who's this dude that has two smoke shows?
Yeah, he's the one. He was the one I was watching yesterday.
And one's got braces.
And the black dude, they're not what you're seeing in Google isn't showing all the chicks. There's that one that's bald headed, not bald.
Oh,
she's got like the Amber Rose. Yeah, I don't see her picture either.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Oh, dude, they were living the life.
This guy, seeing a wife couple to divorce, have Brazilian join the plural marriage. Yeah, oh, that's the Brazilian.
Yeah, they were picking them up off of internet ads and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching this and I was thinking, for the first time, it wasn't driven by sex. I was sitting there and I was like, this would be great because, like, Amanda's like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to go watch Discovery Plus and fall asleep. And I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday, I want to go night swimming. And then the other wife's like, I'll go night swimming. I'm like, all right, cool. And then you go night swimming with the other wife. And then in the morning, I go to Amanda, hey, I'm going to Starbucks. Do you want anything? You're like, I'm going out and get my wife's coffee. Like, I thought this could be the great. This is like a big hangout club.
No.
Yeah, but
adult sleepover, like Gio said.
Yeah.
You also assume that the other wives get along. Like, what if one wife secretly hates the other wife?
You can't. Then you don't bring them in. Then you're like, when you go and meet the wife, you bring the other wife with you. Like, you're
as
bringing
a couple.
Her into. Yeah, you're bringing her into the sister wife world. You're not just. You don't just come home and go, ladies, I met another lady.
Right. It's like buying a new car. You take your wife with you. Oh, you like this? Yeah, that's. Oh, okay. I can drive that. Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Seeking Sister Wives is the show. And I the show is not really that great. Just the idea. Like, you could start watching it and then drift off into daydream land.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone I know. Like, you know, there's only one person I thought of that would be a good sister wife in this house. And
is it me, Michael?
It is not you. Okay. It is not okay. You. it is JoJo. I think if JoJo came in, but I don't. Then again, I don't know if that's an equal sister wife thing. Like, Amanda's the one that I am married to and I chase after and all that stuff. And then JoJo's the one I go night swimming with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
JoJo's the one I was like, yeah, you want to go eat some hamburgers?
Right, yeah. JoJo, night, you go night swimming with her and then she goes to get out and you go, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to make you a snack. And you go, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Because I'm going to be hungry when I get done night swimming.
I would like to be married to Amanda. These are my three sister wives. Amanda, JoJo, and Soph. I think that would make the best life ever.
Yeah.
Does JoJo bring the baby, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
I'm sad.
Where's she leaving it? Gio?
Yeah, Gio. You can't. Just because she's my wife now doesn't mean I don't want to bring a baby.
I'm sorry I offended your wife.
Yeah, I could have babies with all three of the wives. That's what the sister wives do. Well, yeah. One of the sister wives was pregnant on the thing.
Now, where do these people live? Do they all live in the same area? They all live
I would imagine
Utah,
they're all in Utah somewhere where it's legal to be a polygamist. I don't really know, but I would think that that's the case.
By the way, I love that you can marry one person, but you can't marry two people. We're the government. We're telling you what you can do. Yeah, marry whoever you want.
Because as much as we like to separate church and state, we don't. It's all run by the same thing. And then these people
but that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not that I want sister wives or anything, but if you want sister wives, go and have sister wives.
Yeah.
Why are they allowing, it's so funny that they allow certain things and don't allow other things.
Yeah, I guess at some point it has to come down to, like, I was always this way on gay marriage. I was like, I don't care if gay people get married, but how is that going to work government-wise? Like, and then I started thinking, I'm like, as a married guy, we don't really get a lot of benefits from it. It only comes down to tax reasons and... At the end of the year, if that's your spouse, that's your spouse. So, I don't know. And sister wives, are they able to count the other dependents? Like, I don't know how that would work. But that's really the only complication with it. Other than that, everything else is like insurance. Maybe I don't know. But if you could prove that you're married and that you're all living together and living life together, then that's the same thing. Having extra dependents.
Yeah,
I read somewhere. I can't remember if it's in Utah or not, but there's one of the polygamous communities that they get money from the government to help them live, and that's how they're able to afford all the kids.
Well, I'm not after that. It's not about the money for me, Spanish.
I would do it.
It's about the snacks.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Can you imagine Soph just prancing around this house like a fairy godmother, cleaning things and being happy and smiling and shedding joy all over the house? Then JoJo coming over and being like, who wants to go night swimming and have fun and do fun stuff? And then Amanda, I don't know, me chasing her around like I do now, I'm like, this would be the best life ever.
But this utopian idea seems like one of those Twilight Zones where it turns super, super, super bad in the end.
Really fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't last. I mean, like, you have
great.
One day of joy and bliss, and then the following day, one of them
all
wants to...
All four wives are stabbing you.
And they want to kill you. Yeah.
Out of the three wives, my three potential sister wives... I've only seen the angry side of one of them.
Right.
I don't know the angry side of the other two. Yeah, I don't ever want to experience that.
The amount of passive aggressiveness you would experience would be great.
Imagine if you argue with your wife now times three, and they all gang up on you, and like, she's right.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to defend yourself against a house full of women.
What, you don't make enough money, Michael? Come on, get out there, do some more things.
You never put the broom back in the right spot, and whenever I go to sweep, it's never there, and then I spend 15 minutes looking for the broom. Michael,
Yeah.
I will not marry any of you. Yeah. Three of you are out.
Yeah. Put the jar back breath. On the peanut butter. What are you doing?
I would just, you know, just whenever they say anything like that, you go, I didn't hear you. I was looking for another sister wife.
It's like a tattoo. You got to get a couple.
When I was a kid, we had this friend, John McKay, who had a cousin who was a multimillionaire in the 80s. And get this, young guy, multimillionaire, made his money on designing and selling women's lingerie. I don't know how it happened, but he had a house in Toad Hill, which is where all the millionaires and mobsters and baseball players and Robin Quivers all lived when I was a kid. Like, they lived on Toad Hill. I lived on the bottom of Toad Hill in the apartment complex. You know what I mean? We'd look up at the mountain and go, that's where the rich people live. So this guy would go away for months at a time, and he would leave. We call it the big house. And he would leave John the key, and he'd go, you guys can use the house whenever you want. So John would just let us know. He's like, I got the big house this week. So we'd either cut school or after school, we'd drive over there and hang out at the big house. And we didn't do anything other than eat the guy's food and lay around on a couch and watch TV. And I thought, this is how we should live the rest of our life. There's five of us who've been great friends since freshman year. Some of them went to grade school together. We all are different people, and I'm like, what is stopping us when we're adults from all living in a giant house like this together? How much fun that would be. Like, I like that better than sister wives. I don't need to bang anybody else. I'm happy just banging one chick.
Yeah, but those are always the things that you say. And then also, what if we had a house in a nightclub? You know what I mean? Like, there's all those things, but then you go, yeah, I also don't want to live with bass music going on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a nightclub house. But think about it, Galvin. Like, I'm telling you right now, if Amanda agreed to it, I would let Spanish and Joe live here. I think that would be so much fun.
That would be a blast.
Can we bring the girls, or do they have to wait?
No, they don't bring the girls. All right, bring the girls.
Right. They no, but seriously,
ruined it.
If you guys were going to bring the girls, then we'd need to just have a big, massive house.
And we could pay. Yeah. We'll pay our own way.
That's what I'm saying. So what is stopping Pete and I from bringing our families together?
Amanda.
No, but Amanda and Pete get along great. You know what I mean? Amanda
yells at
Pete.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to live with them.
But I don't know that she doesn't. The two of them are so similar. They're the ones that, like, Pete came over the other day, and Amanda bought new makeup, and they went in the bathroom, and Amanda was showing Peter new makeup, and he was like, ooh, what's that? I couldn't care less about that stuff. So they would be, like, best friends in that case. I think there's an advantage to everybody there. It's not a sexual thing. It's just a clubhouse thing.
Yeah, but you got to have rules. No couch dancing while people are home.
Not when people are home. When you're home alone, couch dance all you want, like Tom Cruise. Yeah.
I like the compound idea.
The compound idea.
And you have like a common area, and then you just have offshoots up to that common area. So you can have your privacy, but then, you know.
My brother, when he moved back here from Chicago, we tried so hard to get him like within three houses of me. He was around the corner. You could walk to his house, but we tried to get him right in it. And I think if we would have done that, then we would have been able to move more people in that area. Imagine we lived in a circle, a gated circle, and everybody in the circle was one of us.
It would be awesome.
It'd be the best thing ever.
It would be awesome.
We have no problem about walking out and getting your paper and your underwear.
Yeah.
What happened when he moved from Chicago?
Then I moved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I only moved 6 miles away. Sorry. I stayed for a while. We stayed for a while. Then we just outgrew the space.
If Joe and Spanish were my neighbors, it would not end well.
Why? We would be drunk.
Yeah. We'd make poor life choices, and I don't think it would work out. Yeah, but I mean,
think about this: if Joe and Spanish lived here in my house with me, and I believe we'd have like a grotto. And you guys would be out there getting high all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
It wouldn't bother me, but because you'd keep the area nice and clean. You know, Joey would have someone to hang out with.
I would take out your trash.
Joey would have two guys to dunk over.
Yeah. Easily.
You would take out the trash. You would have chores.
I would love these chores.
I'd tell you, these are great ideas.
Yeah.
I noticed that my wife was quick to text me before. And at no point was she like, I'm really liking the idea of Soph and JoJo or Spanish and Joe living with us. None of that has come through.
Well, tell me, we just want to test it out.
Oh,
we'll stay a couple weeks.
I have to tell you, it's like Whore Island. If you take what you guys did at Whore Island, take the whore out of it.
Yeah.
And class it up a little bit. It's not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, you're two adults who could afford to live on your own.
Easily.
You're choosing to live together.
I talk to Karishma about it, and I've talked to him about it. It's gonna the day that I have to move out of there is gonna be life changing because I live with me and my best friend right now. We hang out. Yeah, it's been almost, we do stuff.
What, 7 years.
Yeah.
People would say that when we were doing mornings together when Pete did sports and we did radio together, and people guys would always be like, "You have a roommate? You guys live together?" And I thought you made like a ton of money. I'm like, we're not. First of all, we're not doing it because we're poor. We're doing it because we're friends, and PlayStation was big at the time, and you couldn't play online. We just like to have somebody
schedules
to play PlayStation with. Schedules were the same. We used to ride in together.
Yeah,
I never understood that. We weren't living together because we couldn't afford to live on our own. It was just more fun that way, you know? If one guy's got a girl and she's got a mediocre friend, that was good for everybody.
Sleepovers are awesome.
Yep. Sleepovers. Tell Chad.
Yeah, Chad already knows. Chad knows.
Chad knows.
Dream. Mm-hmm.
You guys have any more sleepover talk?
No.
Uh-huh. By the way, Carmen, I just want you to know that we discuss that theory all the time off the air.
Yeah, I figured like, you guys would.
It has not ended yet. We're still like, so what do you think? Can I tell you what I think?
Sure.
I think that you guys have either experimented in swinging or have talked about doing that, and Chad launched the first rocket the other night with the sleepover talk.
Okay. Interesting theory.
And then Carmen yelled at him and was like, don't do it to people that we know.
It's the first rule, man.
Don't launch your rocket at people we know.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good move on Chad's part because he was like, his girlfriend's hot, and I know that Carmen and Spanish are tight. Maybe I could land this one right out of the gate. That would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No confirming or denying the theory?
Would you like me to?
I don't know. I don't want you to ruin it for
I know. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Keep the dream alive.
Yeah. I'll let you guys just keep talking about it.
I think maybe we should still be talking on Chad. We'll get more answers out of him.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah, ask Chad about it.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who asked you guys about it.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Yeah.
He apparently knows more than I do.
Maybe he needs some advice.
Maybe.
And how to make this. By the way, if Chad had a sister wife thing going with you and your roommate.
Oh. Can't be ever mad at that.
I'd be high-fiving him, man.
My God.
Carmen's oddly, surprisingly hot roommate.
No, not oddly surprising. I've shown her pictures, and you guys react the same way every time.
But she's hotter in person.
She's hotter in person.
Spanish, you've hung out with her.
I know. That's why I think I need help.
I met her before, and in my head, she was a little chunky. And then we met her the other night, and I was like, holy sweet Lord Jesus.
She's tall,
skinny.
Yeah.
Hot.
Legs. Yeah.
Like hot.
If you had to take out Amanda, Soph, or JoJo out of your sister wives to add Carmen's roommate, who gets kicked out?
Well, see, in my mind, with JoJo and Soph, I'm not banging them. They're just they're just living here. So I don't want to mix in a sweet, hot black chick that I can't bang. It'll ruin my whole day.
Is that the rules, though? Yeah. You can only have sex with one?
I don't know.
It's not the rules. But I think that since I'm... I don't know how Amanda would go for, you know... If I had a...
Yeah, that's going
to
be a
hard sell. So what's going to happen to your other wives? They just go sexless for the rest of their lives?
They have their needs to be fulfilled.
Wow. You're selfish.
Do you have friends that come over and bang your other wives?
Yeah.
I didn't say I wouldn't. I haven't really cleared this with my wife yet. I don't know how the whole thing works. I watched one episode.
Yeah.
He was yelling at me.
He didn't even know the name of the show.
Yeah.
You expect him to have this all worked out?
See, and you want three wives?
Yeah.
If Amanda signed on to the sister wife program and I was allowed to make sweet love to all of them, yes. Yeah, I constantly am trying to get Soph in the bedroom all the time. Well, the other day, Soph was like, my shoulders. I'm like, you need a back rub, Soph? Doesn't even bite at all. All right, let's take a break. We got Sporkle to play when we come back. We got things to give away to you folks, which include Lightning prize packs, PDQ gift cards, and other crap that we have to give away. Other crap. That stuff's crap. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Get on the phone lines now. Sporkle happens next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most